Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we meet again, and we thank you all for joining in with you. This is Evangelist Vaughn Dumas, and we're picking up tonight on part three of our series from forgiveness. And I pray that you all have got something from it, that you're not just listening to the word and, you know, getting fat on the word, but you're actually penetrating, letting the word penetrate in your heart, and then moving it on and taking it on, sharing with someone else exactly what it is that you have been taught from the word of God. So quickly, we're going to go ahead and do our prayer, do our scripture, and go into the words. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we come thanking you tonight just for your divine power that rests and rules our lives, dear Father. We thank you for every footstep and how you're planting our feet, dear Father, for our directions. We just thank you for our ministries. Thank you for the word. We thank you for joy, peace, and power. We thank you just for being you. We're just so thankful, Jesus. And we ask, dear Father, that you look into the hearts and the spirits of each individual, whether it be by live or the callers that are here or even the ones that are in archive. We ask that you, Father, do look into their hearts and look at their own personal needs, dear Father, and just provide the answers that they're here searching for tonight, Father. The ones, dear Father, that is keeping them up at night, we ask you to be that provider for them tonight, dear Father. Give them a peaceful rest because they got some answers. They know that your presence is here. They know that they can leave it with you, whatever it is, no matter the size of it, no matter how many people they've been to. Dear Father, show yourself to them. Reveal your trust. Reveal your love to them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Reading from the book of Psalms tonight, we've been in Proverbs. We're reading from the book of Psalms, and the Psalms 100. Psalms 100 is a book that a lot of you definitely probably know, just the book itself, and then for the scriptures of 100, it says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his holy name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Thank you, Jesus, for your scripture, for the readers and the doers of your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Now may I decrease and you increase and show your love through your word. Amen. Shout for joy to the Lord, people, all of you block talkers. Shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth, worship the Lord. We should be with gladness. Worship the Lord, not just in sadness and looking all like we've just had a lemon in our mouth, but when we worship, come into worship, we should worship the Lord with gladness. We should come before him with a joyful noise in our hearts and out of our mouth. It should speak as we shout for joy to the Lord. All of the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We should be in constant praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to just do a little refresher course here on our forgiveness. And just to remind everyone just where we started, if you're just joining us tonight for the first night, I encourage you to go back into the archives and just download the part one and part two so you can get the whole program together and so you can feed yourself and start to make changes in your life. It's so important. I'm telling you, we're in a day and time, but it's time to stop pretending that we're searching for answers. Stop pretending that we're looking for the truth. The truth is right before us. The truth, if you want to know the truth, it is there for you. You can turn on the TV and find God's word now. You can pick up your own word. Ask God to reveal to you the truth. If you really want the truth, it's there for you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness comes in all kind of different forms. And we're actually touching bases in the Before You Say I Do by Dr. Joseph Walker. And in the forgiveness phase, you know, you can't move forward until you forgive. You're crippling your future. And that's the part that we're stepping on tonight. So we remember back on our forgiveness as we take a lesson from Joseph. And we were reminded about after Joseph's dad, Jacob, had passed away, and his brothers all became worried because they felt like, okay, maybe if this was just a host. Maybe as long as dad was alive, Joseph was willing to forgive us. But now that dad has died and passed away, maybe now Joseph has been harboring all of this hatred in his heart, and maybe now he's going to try to come against us. Maybe now he's going to try to take our lives. So they go to Joseph and they remind him that on their dad's deathbed, that he had his last wishes was for them to remind Joseph that to forgive his brothers, and that he had spoken forgiveness for his brothers and to not go back on his word. You know, Joseph was a great man of character, you know. He was a 5-star believer. And he teaches us today some valuable lessons on forgiveness. So as his brothers continue to go through that, and they tell Joseph about, you know, please, you know, we know that you, we threw you away, and we went and told our father, well, we threw you in the pit. Then we took you out, and we sold you, you know, and then to as a slave. And then we told our father you was, you know, had been eaten by a ferocious animal, and all the different things they reminded him of what he said that he had forgiven them for. And through it all, Joseph, he wept. He thought about it. You know, he thought about as they sold him as a slave to the Egyptian travelers. And he thought about all the things that he had went through, the brief time that, you know, he was in the house, and then he was thrown into prison. And, you know, he ended up being in the same jail with Pharaoh's baker and the cupbearer, and you know the story. And all along, Joseph had done nothing wrong. Yet many bad things just continue to happen to him. And that's the way it is in our lives. I know you may look and say, I really did nothing wrong. However, many bad things seem to keep plaguing me in my life. And so his mind was flooded with the painful memories of all of these bad things. And the years of hurt came to the surface. And that's when Joseph began to cry, when he had to face it, all of these things. And you've got to face what's going on in your life. You've got to deal with the fact that something bad has happened to you. You can't hide behind your parents anymore. You can't hide behind your job anymore. You can't hide behind that smiling face, because where you're still thinking you're smiling, what we're seeing on the outside, we're seeing this now. You're walking around with a permanent frown. You're getting worried lines in your face, and your demeanor is not the same, and we can tell that you're stressed, and something's got you all bogged up because you're refusing to learn the lesson of forgiveness by facing that you've been done wrong. And sometimes you talk about it and you blame it and on the person who did the wrongness to you, and you tell different people, anybody that'll listen, about you were done wrong. But inside, you really have not faced it. When you face it, you'll learn how to fix it. So we spoke about that even in that facing, you have to learn how to cry sometimes. You have to learn how to release that pain. You have to learn how to let that stuff out. See, there's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with saying, I have been hurt. And now I'm going to have to get myself away from everything just to find a way to deal with that. Remember, we reminded ourselves that when the prodigal son, who had went off and decided he wanted to live life on his own terms, give me all that belongs to me. Let me live life on my own terms. I don't need your parental guidance anymore. I don't need anything else. I have all I need. I can make it from here, you know? How many times have you heard young people say that, or you as young people have said that yourselves, now that you're in your older days? Don't forget the way you felt at sometimes, okay? So we were reminded as the prodigal son that as he was waddling in the hog pen, the Bible tells us that he came to himself. See, it didn't say that the preacher came to him or the deacons came to him or whatever, but it said that it came upon a time that the prodigal son had to come to himself, which means he had to talk to himself. And he had to give himself a dose of reality. Why was he doing this? Because he knew that this is a mess. I'm waddling with the hogs. This is down too far. Why is it that you need to come to yourself? You need to come to yourself because you got to realize that I'm messing up all the good things that God has put in my life. Because I sing the song and I say the verses, I repeat it, that, you know, no weapon that comes against me shall prosper, but why am I allowing it to prosper? It feels like it's prospering to me. It said all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And you're saying, well, this doesn't seem to be working together for me. I still feel the pain. I still feel the sting. I still feel the knife in my back. I still feel the rape. I still feel the beatings. I still feel the betrayal. I'm still feeling all of these things. So you have to come to yourself. You've got to face it. What happened to you? You got to face, give yourself a dose of reality and tell yourself, Seth, this is not me being the best me. Seth is more to us than just this. Seth, we're stronger than this. Seth, that happened back then, but we're here. We can't move forward because we're pulling this thing. It's just like you're trying to pull an 18-wheeler behind you at all times, and you wonder why every step still seems just as hard as the next one. Even though you smile for a minute and you may pause for a second, but then every time you take another step, it's heavier and heavier. It's because you still got that weight on you. You're still pulling that thing with you. You're carrying it. You're not built to carry that thing, sir. Ma'am, you're not built to carry that load that you're carrying. And what we do, we end up carrying it onto our kids. We carry it into new relationships. We run one person out of our life, and we think, well, you know what, good riddance. Let me jump on something else. And we latch onto someone else, and we expect them now to be our happiness. We expect them now to erase all of the bad things that has happened in our past. They can't do that for you. You must come to yourself. And once you do that, you're able to just cry it out, let it out. We suggested that maybe you even write a letter to the ones that hurt you, even yourself. If you can't forgive yourself, write yourself a letter. Write a letter to your enemies. Say all the things that you wanted to say. Write all the feelings that you were having in that moment. Write down all the things that you wish they would say to you as far as asking for forgiveness. All of the things that you wish they would have thought of you at that moment. And then you take that. You can either bury it in the backyard, bury it out on the shore. You can throw it in the river. You can put it in a bottle and let it sail ashore. Whatever that you choose to do with it. You can put it in a helium balloon and just let it go. The thing is, you're releasing something, sisters and brothers. And what you're releasing is more than that balloon. What you're releasing is more than that paper with some ink on it. What you're doing is you're burying something. You're getting rid of some stuff. You're getting it out of you and getting it out of your circumstances, out of your life, out of your marriages, out of your jobs. Hallelujah. You're getting it out of your genealogy. It's going to change the way that you raise your kids. It's going to change the pattern that you give them to raise their kids. It's going to decripple your future. So you're fighting back once you have the nerves to face and fix what happened. That's when you're fighting back. When you're fighting back, you can get a new perspective of things. We're reminded to, just like in The Wizard of Oz, you know, it appeared a big voice the Oz had. But Toto revealed to the world that it wasn't someone with this big, strong creature with this big voice that was demanding all of these things, demanding this respect, that was in charge of everything. But it was just a little bitty man being amplified by something to appear to be larger than it was. Hallelujah. And that's what's going on in your life. It's just a little bitty man, a little bitty demonic spirit that is just pushing all of your buttons to amplify your situations, to amplify it to make it look worse than it is. And I know it was bad, but it shouldn't be still just as bad for you, because God has a door open for you. He's standing patiently in line, just waiting for you to accept his gift of love, to accept his gift of mercy, to accept his comfort. He wants to dry your tears from your eyes. Will you come to him? Will you allow him to set you free? Will you allow him to deliver you from that bondage, to release you from those hidden cameras and hidden walls that you're in? You're in caves. You got strong holds, and he has the key, and he wants to break that bondage. Hallelujah. So Joseph was able to say, after he had faced it and he looked at a new perspective, he realized who the great Oz was really in this situation. He was able to say to his brothers, "Fear not, for I am in the place of God." In other words, he was saying, "I'm not going to do anything to you. Don't worry. I'm not God. God will handle anything that feels like it needs to be handled between you and what you did. But I'm in the place where I'm worshiping. I'm in the place where I'm dwelling in God. And he is directing my path." So the path is the pass. And there's nothing you can do about what happened. There's nothing you can do to change it. But once you face it and turn it over to God, let God deal with it. Let God deal with it. Sometimes as soon as you meet somebody new, you don't trust them because someone in your past let you down. You mess up a perfectly good relationship because of what happened in your past. If that's happening in your life, then your past is defining your present. Your present is controlling you moving into your future. And if you had a bad experience with some friend, whether it's some another spouse, or it could have just been a coworker or a boss. But if you ever had a bad experience with some man or some woman, then every woman is going to be a suspect because that other woman did you wrong. Then every man is going to be a suspect because some other man did you wrong. Every boss, every coworker, every family member, until the enemy wants you to isolate yourself. You won't let that person do anything. You just want to be isolated. That's how he gets to you. Hallelujah. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. So now you can't trust anybody because you've been hurt. You've been done wrong. If you had a bad experience with some man, every man is a suspect. If you had a bad experience with a white person, then every white person, every black person Or if you had a bad experience with someone that was just because their nationality was something different, or you was at a different place and they didn't understand you or whatever, it's every person of that culture, every person with that background. But you should never generalize things based on your past experiences. Never is the word, never. You must let them go. I came to tell you tonight through the Lord Jesus Christ, let God deal with them. They are too much for you to handle. You're not built to handle all of this. You can't pull that Mack truck. This is one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. What does the word say? I press towards the mark for the price of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Let's say it again. Philippians 3:13-14, it says, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, I press towards the mark for the prize. I'm looking for a prize. It's the prize of the high calling, not of my friends or not of what somebody else may think of me, but the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ, my Christ Jesus. So if I'm going to forget those things for behind me, I got to face it, fix them, look for a new perspective, and remember my past is my past. I don't want to cripple my future. And move forward. And move forward. You see, Evangelist, how? I don't think I can ever forget this. That's because where you're standing right now, you're looking at something different. But forget about what you see. Remember, let go and let God. Let God deal with that situation. I promise you, I'm a witness. He will remove the sting. You forget all the deep details or exactly how what happened. You forget exactly all the deep things of how you were feeling at the moment. Because he'll remove that junk, and he will fill that space back up with blessings, with joy, with growth, with honor, with his mercy, with his glory, with new people, new relationships, with love, with happiness. It's up to you. It's up to you. He wants to remove the sting of all of the things from your past. This is what happens in your spirit when you let something go. See, God takes the stinger out of it. When you let something go from your spirit, God removes that stinger. Once you've been stung by a bee, every time you see a bee, you're sure it's going to sting you, right? You may be there right now. Every time that you find yourself in this situation, you're sure it's going to sting you. Every time you're up for this promotion and someone else has knocked you down from this promotion, you're sure that this one here, they're out to get you and they're not going to give you their position. I was in that situation at one time, and I really knew I was really overqualified for the position, and I knew I was going to get it, and I was so excited, and I remember I got the letter, and I took it in to my husband, and I told him, I said, you read it, and he opened it, and he got real silent, and I turned around, and I looked at him, you know, and I was like, okay, you know, anytime now, and he was like, you know, I can't believe this, you know. And he started talking about, you know, they did it to you again, you know, why do you know? And I was just like, it's okay. You know what? It's okay. But it was a sting, and it stung. But the biggest thing was it did not stop me from reapplying. It did not stop me from going to even higher promotions, positions to reapply. Because I knew that I didn't want to get blocked and held back by this letter or what somebody else had chosen to do. You may be there right now, and this may be your time that you're deciding, I don't want to cripple my future I don't want to cripple the genealogy of my whole genealogy. I don't want to cripple it. I don't want to put a nail in it. I don't want to cross it out. I want to give them a chance. I want to give myself a chance. I want to see that I can make myself through this. And if I use this here, and when I make it through this obstacle, when I walk through this valley of the shadow of death, I also know I can use that same word to take me through every one of these things that I come through that seems to be a blockage and a mountain in front of me. Because many times what looks like a mountain is a molehill. And I can make it over this. I can make it through this. God has taken the stinger out of that stuff. See, when you see some of the folk from your past, automatically sting you just to see them. It just stings you. Your blood pressure goes up. When you turn it over to God, he takes the stinger out of it. So now it is nothing but a buzz, buzz, buzz. But there's no stinger. No one is afraid of a bee without a stinger. Every time you see your past, you just look at him. You just look at her. You look at that situation, and then you begin to just think to yourself, buzz. There's no stinger. It doesn't sting anymore. God has taken the stinger out of that stuff. It doesn't sting anymore. Somebody needs to repeat that. It doesn't sting anymore. It's just a buzz. Be able to be around that person, and it's going to be different for you. Once you have faced the fact, faced the pain, then you say to yourself, I'm through with that. I am through with that. I promise you, you can walk in front of anyone's face and you have to tell yourself, it's no more stinger. I'm through with that. You can do whatever you want to do now. Tell yourself, because that doesn't even faze me, whatever they're trying to do. It doesn't even faze me any longer. It is nothing but buzzing, 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 buzzing. Now, if you're going to forgive, you have to approach your future based on the promises of God. Your promises for the future. See, it's Joseph's testimony. True forgiveness can only come when everything is put into its proper perspective. God has the ability to bless you through it all. Through it all. Joseph's name means God will prosper or God will bless. So in order for him to receive what God has already ordained for his life, he had to let go of that stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. I think that a lot of the things that you're going through is so your kids can see just how to be strong when they're going through stuff. They're going to be able to look back. Don't be so embarrassed and ashamed that you can't give your testimony. Your testimony is going to help someone along the way. Joseph's testimony is helping us here today. Hallelujah. In order for him to receive what God had already ordained for his life, he had to let go of that stuff. God can't bless folks who hold on to grudges. God can't bless you if you're all blocked up with all this hatred, unforgiveness, self-pity, self-doubt. It is clear what the intent of the devil was and what it is right now in your life. In Joseph's life, it is clear what the intent of the devil was. The devil's intent was to destroy Joseph all along, from the beginning. Look how long it took for him to get here. You know, his daddy Jacob had all kind of kids by Leah. You know, look how long it took for him to even get here. All of the mess was planned to destroy him. When Joseph put in his perspective, he recognized what the devil had been doing all along. When he looked with a new perspective, when you stop and look at with a new perspective, you're going to stop and say, wait a minute. This is what he's been doing all along. He saw my future. He's just been standing here just jumping up and down with lights all around him, doing whatever he can to derail me, detour me, get me off, send me in the wrong pathway. Because if he knows if I ever keep pushing, I can get around him. I can go through him through the help of Jesus Christ, and I will see what's on the other side of that gray cloud. He don't want me to see that there's a silver lining. Are you that strong? Can you do that today? Can you get yourself and understand that this is a ploy? This is a setup. Come on. I know you can do it. You got to stand up and recognize what the devil is doing for you. Satan tried to destroy Joseph. Satan tried to mess up his self-esteem. He tried to take every penny Joseph worked hard for. Anybody hear me out there? He messed with Joseph's childhood. But God was always right there leading Joseph through. Always. Whatever comes against you, it can't get across the bridge of God. There's a bridge that says, but God. The doctor said that I'm not going to make it, but God. The creditor said that there's no way I'm going to be approved for this home, but God. My spouse has did all this thing. There's no way that I'm going to be able to mend this marriage, but God. My child has been sent to prison, or my child is just really acting up. My child is pregnant. How will they ever get into the college? But God. There's a bridge that Satan has to cross to get to you. But God. Don't give up, my sisters and brothers. And when you just think about all the things that you've been through, you know that you're only here today because God was at work in your life. Satan would have took you out at the beginning. But God, everything was dark, but God brought the light. God has a way of taking what the devil used for bad and turning it into good. So now you're not feeling so bad as you were before. The word is uplifting you. It's bringing you out. You're setting up a little bit taller now. You're still not for sure this will work for you. But I dare you to try it. God is not a liar. He is not a liar. His word is there to comfort you. His word is here to direct you. He has chosen me for a time such as this. Not to promote Evangelist Von Dumas. Oh, no. But no, he's just using me as a vessel. That as he speaketh to you, he speaketh to me. Hallelujah. But God. God is a good God. God is a good God. The only way God can turn it around is if you give all of this stuff over to him. Give it over to him. God has a way of taking what the devil used, and he's going to present it back to you, and you're just going to be blown away. You've been holding on to that for a long time, sister. It has shaped you now. Everything that you do, you wake up thinking about it. A day can't pass without it. Anytime something upsets you, it always filters back, and that clouds your mind too. You can be upset about a broken vase in your home, but now your anger gets started, and you start thinking back about these bad things that happen, and it takes over, and it keeps it where you would have normally got over that. Swept it up and went on about your business, went and bought another one if necessary. But now you can't do that because you got 2 and 3 days of making everybody miserable. You can't see nothing else but what happened to you. You. No one understands. No one know how it feels. Now you want everybody else to live and die in that same pain. But God, you've been holding on to that much too long. The way you feel about yourself is inferior. It's inferior because of what happened in your past. You're walking around bitter, sir. Your whole family is walking on eggshells. They don't know when you're going to just snap. You're walking around with bitterness in your heart, sir. Not feeling good about yourself. Not feeling good about your future because of what happened to you. Because what someone did to you. They fired you and you know it shouldn't have been. Now you don't think you'll ever be able to support your family. You can only experience forgiveness when you're able to put this into a spiritual perspective. You may live the rest of your life feeling the same way that you wanted to, but just know that's your choice. Just know that God has a way out for you. That's your choice to stay hidden in that cave. It's your choice to stay with untrusting your loved ones. It's your choice to stay generation after generation after generation being X'd out because of your choices. The very thing that the devil intended for your destruction, God can take it and he can use it for your good. Because God is able to transform what the devil tries to destroy you with into something that he will turn around and bless you with. But you don't see it right now. And I just feel someone is just closing off because they still are not through. They're not ready to get rid of that stuff. Joseph declared, "You thought evil against me, but God meant it into good to bring to pass, to save much lives here for many people." Genesis 15:20. What he went through saved many lives. It was goodness that came out of it. What you went through can save many lives. There's so much good that can still come out of what you went through. You should be up telling your story and how God brought you through. And each time you tell it, you're going to feel better. But once you get to the point that you faced it and releasing it, his message was one of forgiveness and acceptance of God's plans for his life. A greater plan than anyone could have conceived for Joseph. So you too can survive, regardless of what happened in your past. Forgive because you are a survivor. You haven't lost your mind. You haven't given up on life. You are a survivor. The reason you're still standing is because God wants you to tell somebody else that they don't have to give up on life just because of what happened in their past. God meant that thing for good. Therefore, you can say to your enemy, "Thank you, because I never would have known how to pray had I not gone through what I went through. I never would have known who my true friends were had I not met you. Thank you. I would have never known what true love was if you hadn't broken my heart. I thank God for everything I've been through because it's made me a better person. You are more than a conqueror, my sister." My favorite scripture in the whole Bible is a testimony, and it's this: "And it came to pass, the trouble is gone, the heartache is gone, the misguided friendships are gone, the hurt is gone, it's gone, but I'm here, it's gone, but I'm here. It's gone, but I'm here. I'm still standing. I outlived that thing that tried to take me out. It came to pass, and forgiveness opened the door and ushered it out. Once I can forgive it," that door fell open, for the forgiveness stood at that door and ushered all of that stuff out. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please repeat after me. "In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, I believe that you are one. God, I believe that you gave your Son, and he came and he died for me. and he shed his blood for me, and his blood covers my sins. Teach me how to live for you. I accept you in my life to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiveness, Jesus. Thank you for forgiving me. And I'll live with you the rest of my life. Amen. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can call me at 210-253-9093. Keep on sending those requests in. I love hearing from you. I love getting out any Bibles or any material that you need. And just remember, the whole heavens is shouting with you. They're excited that you have been broke free. You have let some things go. Forgiveness is ushering out all of that stuff that you've been carrying around with you. It's not over because you can start over. You can start over. It is not over. Until the next time, remember, God loves you. I love you too. This is Evangelist Bond signing off. Good night.
Couldn't bear stealing me. And so I wait to see how it lays. If I don't pay, I'm a man in pain. Looking back on the past, Lord made the good out of the way, the bad.